We've arrived at Hop Island Equestrian Centre for the start of a new school camp, not a camp, a new holiday camp for riding. My daughter is looking in to the shed where they keep the riding hats. She's wearing a pair of riding boots, a pair of breeches. What do they call them? Things that you wear to keep your feet or your legs okay while you're riding a horse. She's actually grabbing hat number one, riding hat number one, putting it on her head, trying it on. She's got a little red and blue and white bag with her containing her lunch. And they're pushing saddles past on a trailer. I see numnas. And I see lots of kids around the place here signing in. I better go in and sign her in. Well, she's gone. I've lost my daughter for the day. She's off on her first ever pony camp. And it's going to be 4 days this week, spending from 10 o'clock in the day until 4 o'clock in the day, mixing with horses. And to be truthful, I haven't a clue what they're going to be doing, except I can kind of imagine. They're going to be cleaning out stables, getting in there with the horse poo, whatever you call it, and urine, and cleaning out stables and rubbing them down, and learning where they like to eat and all that. Anyway, it's nothing but good, and it's all very exciting. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. Let me not pretend that I think it's a very cheap way of getting childcare for your child during the summer. But it's a great investment. I mean, she is absolutely mad about riding, and she focuses and takes it seriously and is learning and all that. And good luck to her. So, you know, it's a worthwhile investment. You just don't know how something that you get into at a big at the age of six, how it might change your life. You never know. She might yet, you know, ride a horse for Ireland. Okay, I'm reminded of the rubber bandits. Okay, bye-bye.